from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from George Knox, age 73 at the time of this interview.
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri. But during the war, I moved out west to Vancouver, Washington. My father was a welder at the Kaiser Shipyards during the war. And when the war was over, we moved here to Pittsburgh because my uncle owned the Owl Cab. My father got a job in the mill about 9 years old when I moved here. These streets that are paved now, they're all cobblestone. And I remember what we called a huckster, a guy come around in a wagon pulled by a horse. He was selling ice. And there was a lot of fruit trees around, which I don't see now. We used to go stealing peaches and cherries from people's trees at late at night. We used to sneak in people's yard, steal their grapes, steal all their fruit, pears, apples. I don't see any of that fruit around now. But that's what we did. You know, we just had fun. You know, we didn't have any pressure that you guys had. No. Everybody was the same. Nobody had anything, and so nobody looked down on anybody. Nobody had nothing. Everybody was in the same boat, and we just got along fine. As a kid, around your age, I didn't know what the challenges was, but as I grown up, I faced it with the period what they called Jim Crow. They discriminated against a lot of black people. When I grew up, old enough to get married, this was the hardest time trying to find a job. We were discriminated against all over the place until we started marching. The first march I remember here was on Duquesne Light. And that was in the 60s. Things got a little better from there on, but you know, I had a hard time coming up trying to raise a family. It wasn't easy. I was in the Navy. The time that I went in, they had what they called a kiddie cruise. If you went in before your 18th birthday, you got out a day before you were 21. So I went in on March the 10th. In fact, I got out early because the ship was getting ready to go back over to the Mediterranean, and I was due to get out. So they let me out early. So out of the time, I only did 2 years and about 9 months. And I made second class petty officer, which is about the best you can do in that time. I traveled a lot. My first foreign port I ever hit was Port-au-Prince, Haiti. And from there, we went to St. Thomas of the Virgin Islands. Then we went over into the Mediterranean. That's where I went to Italy, Greece, Spain. I've been around as far as foreign countries. You know, I was on an aircraft carrier, and I've seen a lot of activities with, you know, landing planes and shooting planes off the aircraft, you know. So I owe that all to the Navy. One thing about Spain I have to regret. I always wanted to see a bullfight. And I was over there in the land of bullfights, Madrid, Spain, and I never saw a bullfight because I was too busy running around with my partners acting crazy, you know. But the time that I was over there, they kind of looked up to us as sailors. So when we came to town, we were like big shots. So I had a pretty good experience in the Navy, and I enjoyed most of it. Now I'm retired. I was a steam fitter for 28 years, and then I worked in the mill for 10 years. Education, that is the key. I don't care what you do. If you don't have the education, you're not going to do anything. That is the key. Stay in school. Get your education. That is paramount. Without it, you have nothing. With it, you got just about everything. So you remember that now. I know your mamas and your daddies is telling you that, and you're probably tired of hearing it, but it's right, believe me. And once you grow up, you will see. Just like me. My dad, he was on me all the time and doing this and doing that. And you know, man, you know how you kids are. I was the same way. But once I grew up and started raising my own family, I seen everything he told me was right. and you listen to your parents and get an education, and you'll be all right. There's only two things that you have to do in life to be right. And number one is always do the right thing. And number two, be on time. If you do those two things, you'll be all right.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Anthony Carrington, Aronde Camp, and Jordan Dennis. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.